Welcome back to the She Said podcast with Amy and Lisa.
Number 26. All right. I haven't even listened to last week yet. Like, that's how, but, you know, we've been a little preoccupied, I feel like, this week. But I don't want to cry listening to it.
You will cry.
So it's I wasn't expecting that day.
I cry every time we have those like that, then I edit it. I can, and it takes me, you know, several hours to edit it, and I will cry multiple times while I'm re-listening to it.
Making a pact to not cry today.
Although,
it has been a very heavy week, and that's really what I've been consumed about, obviously, is the whole Charlie Kirk thing and just the nastiness you're seeing from people. And at the end of the day, it's like, that is not what he wanted.
It's really sad. And I think that, we record this on Tuesday. So this is Tuesday, the week after it all happened. I think it happened. What day was it? Tuesday or Wednesday of last week?
Something like that. Yes.
Which is, it's just been the saddest week to think about the whole thing. And then the people in the comments are.
I do see a massive change of hearts, though, in people, too, for the positive.
I agree.
It's
definitely changing people.
Yeah.
It changed a lot of people, and I think it's going to continue the impact.
I think so, too.
Will continue to.
I absolutely think so.
Whatever the goal was with killing him, it's actually
he
lost a life, which is really sad, but his impact is going to grow and grow and grow.
Totally is.
Forever. But man, it's.
Well, and what I love is there's so much that he's been accused of saying, and it's really just been a bunch of half-truths. And here's the thing, like, just at least say the truth. And you can disagree with it, but at least share the whole
comment or
the whole scenario, because really every single thing that I've seen people say about him has been able to be debunked by just watching the whole thing.
The interaction.
A lot of times people just didn't agree with him, and that's why they were so unhappy, and that's their prerogative. And that was always what he was about. It's really, we're just talking about things. This doesn't mean you have to agree with me. It's just, we're talking about things.
Well, and also just listening to him, I've just sort of gone down the rabbit hole of just listening to all of his interactions with people. Mm-hmm. First of all, the guy is very educated and very smart. He is just fascinating. I think I've learned so much just listening to those little snippets of, or not even little, I've watched a lot of them that are very lengthy. The guy, you couldn't ever stump him with questions because he has the answers. And so,
because he was bold in what he stood for and what he believed, and, you know, wavering. I did see where that Hilldale College is offering like a free, like, I don't think you get a college credit for it, but it's like a college course over the Constitution. And I'm like, that looks really interesting. So I think that would be good people to check into if it's being offered free, and why not?
It is
understand
funny.
The Constitution better.
We all should. I mean, do we all understand it at that level? Probably not.
No, probably not.
Pay attention in school when they taught it?
No.
So it was interesting too, because obviously with my job, I'm on the internet or on social media all day long. That's what I do. And so I've learned to block out a lot of that noise because I have to, because it distracts me from what my real job is. But it was so hard, and it's still been hard, to post stuff not related, just to like promote a business or promote something I'm doing, because it feels wrong.
Right. Because that's funny you said that, because even my son, who is 19, he was in the middle of really getting ready to post something, and he was like, Mom, I just don't feel right posting anything right now. He was like, am I right for that? And I'm like, absolutely. And that, I mean, even he felt that tug of like, okay, now's not a good time, and we'll focus on that later.
Well, and it's like we talked about with our own parents, and I've experienced it so much with my mom's passing, is that I'm still living in that grief and sadness, but the rest of the world has moved on. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that, you know, we grieved for a week of sadness with him, and then everybody has to get back to their life, which I get it. But I felt like I just wasn't ready to get back even this week, because it still feels real wrong.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Well,
it's,
I will
really
say,
heavy.
I don't even know that it didn't come from him, I don't think, but I do, with all this, you know, fighting between people. And a tip was like, if you would just take the time to find one thing that you have in common with somebody, even somebody who looks totally different than you, walks a completely different lifestyle, through conversation, you will find something, whether it is I mean, you both have a sibling that passed away, or you both are into art. You can find one thing, even with what you might consider the oddest, strangest person in the world. And if people just learn to relate to each other better mm-hmm. and not just be like, so this is so black and white, and this, so therefore I don't like you because this does not fall in the gray area. So we're just not going to like each other. And I'm going to just find something to be relatable with. Humanize everybody around you.
That's what I find interesting, is that it seems like more now than ever, if you don't agree with somebody, mm-hmm. instead of just not agreeing with them, which is the common sense thing to do, mm-hmm. you don't have to agree with everybody. Not mm-hmm. everybody. That's why we're all different. We're all born different. We all have different thinking. Why do we have to get hateful about it? Just disagree and move on.
And I've seen so much where people have deleted now what their comments are. And they, I mean, like, but how did you not? I've never been one that goes out on a post and just cusses.
No.
And I've just never done that.
Me either.
And heaven forbid if I ever catch my kids doing it. So if anybody sees it, you better come tell me. But because I've always thought that will come back and bite you so hard. So I don't know. I don't get the way people just don't seem to communicate the way they should. And it's sad.
It is so really sad.
And people ever want to admit when they're wrong. Like,
no. Oh, sometimes heavens, no.
Like, we are human beings and we are wrong. Like, sometimes just admit, gosh, I do need to change the way I think about that. Like, this is, and that goes both ways, just speaking in terms of Charlie Kirk or whatever. But man, people just don't ever want to think that, man, things maybe aren't the way they seem.
Yeah, it's, mm-hmm. we're all flawed, but man, it's, you've got to forgive. And I mean, I just don't understand the hate that comes along with someone, how you feel towards someone if you don't agree with how they think. It doesn't make sense to me.
No.
We all have different opinions on lots of things.
Boy, it's disheartening.
It's been very heavy.
Well, on another note.
Yes.
What is something happy that's happened this week? Anything? No, anything good? Happy. I know.
I'm working on my first seat of the table, which is bringing me so much joy.
Yes.
Seems like the perfect time to start that too.
Eat.
I know.
It's Monday.
Yes, so Monday night.
We made a trip to Turner Falls just to go kind of see some of Oklahoma history. And that was a fun trip. Just, you know, it was like a 3-hour drive. We made it all in one day. I went with another family, but it was good just to go kind of pay attention to the history of Oklahoma. And
it's kind of like Oklahoma. Everybody's been there. I've never been.
And we saw there was an otter swimming like right, which I did not think there were otters here. So that was something I learned. There are otters in Oklahoma. Like, it was plain as day. It was a little otter just swimming right through the swimming area. Like, it wasn't scared of me. It was, that they can be violent. So I was like, okay, well, you know me. Now I want an otter.
Someone else was just talking about wanting an otter.
They're so cute, but they will get violent. So but like,
are they? I thought they were saltwater animals.
There are ones that live in our, it was probably about this long. And that little thing was, and it was not a beaver because I looked at it, because beavers would not have swam underwater like this otter was. No, they're here. Look it up. Are there otters in Oklahoma? And there are. So, dun, dun, dun. This trip taught me something.
Did you take a picture of it?
No, because I couldn't get my phone out quick enough to get it. I mean, it was swimming.
We don't even know if there really was an otter.
No, it was
you
an otter.
Have no proof.
We all saw it. Yeah, it didn't happen. Yeah, no, we all saw it though. Totally an otter. Thought it was interesting. Hmm. And then we saw a couple of it was funny because I guess they were like Instagrammers, influencers, we'll say. And this girl, like, I don't know where she had on like a thong swimsuit. And her friend, and they were posing all by the waterfall and like taking all these pictures, like with kids around. And it was really interesting. We're like, okay, well, there's two moons over there. And
I do find that fascinating when you see influencers walking through the airport, talking on their phone, like
not distracted by anybody. Yeah. I don't get it either. I can't do it. If I just need to look in the camera to see if I got something in my teeth, I'm like, oh my gosh, somebody is going to see me. It's so awkward feeling.
Are the grocery store people are filming themselves in the grocery store? And
I don't know. Hey, it's funny. Our team, they can do it. I mean, great.
It does take a talent. Because I don't have that in me to do it and not be distracted or try to whisper so people can't hear what I'm saying. They just talk like they're the ones in the room.
Yeah, I don't get it. And Ty can do it. He'll make some funny stuff. I cannot do it.
I always laugh now for like businesses that are working, like for example, hairdressers. Mm-hmm. They've got influencers in the chair who are trying to video them while they're doing their hair. Yeah. My hairdresser would slap me on top of the head and tell me to be still.
Yeah, that would be me. So anyway, but so they're good at it. We saw some people in a photography session and an otter.
That's kind of an Oklahoma landmark, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a really cool castle there. I mean, a lot of history to it. Very interesting.
Where is it?
By the Arbuckle Mountains. Mm. So, yeah, it was like 3 hours south of here.
Okay.
So, worth the trip. The trip. So, what have you bought this week?
Well, I'm looking into, I haven't done it yet, but the pinhole glasses. Have you heard about them?
I keep seeing those.
Yeah. So I say they're supposed to help you.
I feel like we talked about that kind of before because it's supposed to help correct your vision, right?
Well, they say it doesn't necessarily correct it. It's like replacing if you had to buy prescription sunglasses to read.
Got it.
What they say it is, it doesn't magnify like the prescription glasses do, but because it's like if you were looking into a little teeny tiny, like a straw, it
makes your eyes
scattered light kind of brings it all together, just like if you were staring into a little teeny tiny tunnel.
So, I feel like we've talked about this maybe at one of our first things that I talked about. If you make a little pinhole with your hands, okay, you know, you make like the okay sign, but just keep squeezing it tighter and tighter until it's the tiniest pinhole and you don't have your contacts or glasses on and you try to look through that little bitty hole that you've made with your hand and try to read your paper, you can do it. Like it absolutely does something to bringing your eye in the focus.
Well, it's the same concept, and it's because when you're looking naturally, there's the light is scattered because of the way the light bounces on the walls and stuff, but when you bring it into a teeny tiny little section, it restricts that scattered light and makes you see. So it magnifies it naturally versus with magnifying glasses.
Yes.
But it doesn't necessarily fix your eyesight problem. It only just, it's in replacement of magnifying glasses. Well, for like readers. So if I felt like it would help my eyesight, I'd totally buy it.
Right.
But also they're opaque lenses. Yeah. So you can't really wear them like after dark if you're trying to drive or something. You couldn't wear them. So it really is strictly, it says for nearsighted or farsightedness, but I feel like,
well, let me know how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. They're not very attractive either. And if you're going to wear them.
Yeah. No, they're not. It's like a big black eyeglass.
Yeah, it's not.
And so, and speaking of Turner Falls, back to that really quick, because it reminds me of my BPC 157 journey that I tried, you know, for the month. And now I've been off of it for a couple of weeks. And I'm just going to tell you guys that, like, truly the difference I have felt being on it versus off of it for a couple weeks. I already knew it was helping all that joint pain and things like that. Like, I knew how much it was helping, but I did not really. Yeah, because like that burning sensation in my knee, it wakes me up at night and keeps me up. Like, that is back. I did yesterday. I found this, it's like a little bread roller. Like, it's only probably 6 inches long and probably an inch and a half wide. But I would kind of roll my foot on it, and it was shocking to me how painful my feet were doing that. But yet Ty's wasn't. My husband's wasn't. I don't know if Rocky did it or not, but none of them were sore like me. You know, they say you have all those nerve endings in your feet, and that really, well, I was able to stretch better after doing that, because I do love to stretch. Like, it just feels so good. It's like that painful good. But rolling my feet and realizing how sore they were just told me I've really got to work on scraping my feet, you know, something like that. But no, I can totally tell that BPC is like, it works.
I was noticing,
for me at least.
Well, it's done the world of good for me. I can't imagine not ever not being on it, because it's changed everything about my knees.
Crazy.
My left knee, which is the one that's the worst, that probably at some point I thought sooner rather than later was going to have to be replaced, which I didn't really want to do.
No.
It has completely changed the dynamic of that knee.
Yeah.
I don't even feel like I'm close to needing surgery, which I was trying to figure out how I was going to put it off. And I have a lipoma at the very top of that knee that I've had forever. It is actually smaller. You can almost barely feel it now. And I think that's just probably inflammation that it's pulled out of that, because that's kind of what BPC does, is helps with the inflammation.
Draws it out. Yeah.
So it's a lot smaller. It never bothered me or anything. It wasn't, didn't matter if it was there or wasn't there, but it's just funny that that's a lot smaller. Sometimes I try to find it and I can't find it, where before it was obvious.
Yeah. It has worked for me. So I don't have any home remedies for that. So
I don't think there is. I don't think there is. Well, let's talk about dry shampoo, because that's kind of my new thing now. I've never used it.
That's new to you?
Not new to me, but new be thinking about, should I try it? Should I use it? Because with my bleached hair, I try to go as long as possible without shampooing. Sure. And so sometimes I feel like if I could, I keep thinking I need something just to kind of.
When you get your hair done, like once you dry your hair out for the night and all that, they say you should put dry shampoo on your hair that evening.
Yeah, night. Yeah.
You need to look at dry shampoo as being a deodorant. And it will help your head from getting all sweaty and stinky more quickly and things like that. So, and Trader Joe's has a powder one that's not an aerosol, because I really kind of get overwhelmed with those aerosols. They're so strong smelling and so they have a powder one that you can get at Trader Joe's, which is very good. And I guarantee you it's the same ingredients right here for this homemade one. But that one kind of puffs onto your head, but the puffer doesn't always work. And I know I'm not the only one, because a friend was talking about hers the other day. And you kind of can dump it on your counter and just use a makeup brush. You can make your own by using either a fourth of a cup of arrowroot powder. And I would go to Natural Grocers or somewhere to go get that. Or you can use cornstarch. And then you just use a few drops of oil in it to make it smell good, if you want that smell. If you have dark hair, you would do 2 tablespoons cornstarch, 2 tablespoons of cocoa powder. And then if you have really dark hair, you can add, it says like 1/2 teaspoon of activated charcoal, because it's so dark. And you can just kind of darken it up that way. And you can even put bentonite clay. That's another oil absorber that they use. So play around with it. Make your own. We don't have to worry about all that. That makes me want to go. I've got all that, so I just need to go make it.
I'll be anxious to see that.
And I've done that. Cornstarch, there's like a mix that I've made for my dogs before, kind of as a deodorizer. And you can add, I think it was baking soda, cornstarch, and essential oils to it. And I got one of those shakers, and I would just kind of shake it and rub it on their skin.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know why. It was just a couple weeks ago. I was like, because I try to go a week, because obviously it's better for your hair, especially with this kind of bleach on it. And then I thought, man, what could I use? And I was like, oh, yeah, there is a great concept out there called dry shampoo that people use all the time.
Yes.
I just had never.
It's time.
Ever used it. Yeah. So I was looking into it.
I'll whip you up a little jar of it.
All right. Oh, great. Amy's homemade dry shampoo. My hair will be black the next time you see me.
That's our next thing. That's what I'm going to make when I go home. But I still go or try that Trader Joe's one. I'll bring it over and you can try it and see if you like it. And then there's inexpensive. I do like it.
I never go to Trader Joe's. Isn't that funny?
Well, you're missing out.
They're opening another one in Broken Arrow, I heard.
Yeah. Have you seen how big that Chick-fil-A is? It's going to be on Brookside?
No. Where's it going to be?
I've never seen one that big. Right. It's right off of 41st and Peoria.
Okay.
And it's on Peoria, and it's basically where that Arby's was.
Oh, okay.
They tore it down. But it is honestly the biggest Chick-fil-A I've seen to date.
You know, I've never eaten Chick-fil-A.
Oh my gosh.
Never.
I forgot. She's like the golden girl with no fast food.
No, I've never even been to a Chick-fil-A.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It is good. I mean,
I've heard it's good.
I like the spicy chicken sandwich. I get one thing. I never switch it up, and it's a spicy chicken sandwich with an extra pickle pack. Since they don't have gravy, I got to have, pickle packs.
What is a pickle pack?
It's just extra pickles. I like it.
And oh, they just mayonnaise give you more pickles.
Yeah.
I thought it was
they come in a little package. Like they'll sometimes they'll put them on the sandwich. Other times they'll put them in a little fold-over bag. So I just ask for an extra pickle pack.
Okay.
There you go. No gravy? Give me pickles.
Speaking of food, how about the old pumpkin spice craze? Are you into that?
I don't do it because I don't do coffee. I don't do tea. Now, in the winter, I don't mind a pumpkin spice candle, but I'm not quite there yet for winter smells at 90 degrees.
Yeah, it's a little tough right now, but man, it's everywhere.
Oh, it's everywhere. No, I don't get pumpkin spice anything. They have Dr. Pepper pumpkin spice.
Ooh.
Kidding. I did have a dirty Dr. Pepper at Sonic, and I was not sad about it.
And what's a dirty? Because I think I just saw them making one, and it looks so good.
Yeah, it's lime and coconut in the Dr. Pepper. There might be one other thing in it. But I'm going to say I liked it better than the other place I was going to, because they weren't consistent, I didn't feel like, with their dirty Dr. Pepper. But I tried one at Harvard, and it was good.
I saw a video the other day when they were putting like heavy cream in Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, you can use like that coconut cream.
Okay.
Yeah.
But lemon, I didn't see lemon.
Lime.
Lime.
Yep. Mm. Squeeze limes, put them in there. Or the one that I got did. If they asked me how to make it, I would be like, I don't know, make it up. It's something like that. So.
I like it, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't do coffee anymore. So, but I would have been a pumpkin spice.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been buying it, but not now. It's too early.
You did make that pumpkin spice like cookie. Did I tell you that last? Was that last week where it was just you do a spice cake batter?
Okay.
In the box, pour it in there. You put one can of pumpkin puree,
mm-hmm.
and you put. I did dark chocolate chips in it. Mix it all together and make little cookie balls, like just. And then bake it, like, I think it was like at 350 for whatever, 50, just watch them because it depends on your oven, 15, 20 minutes. So it's going to be a real soft cookie, kind of like a little bit of a cake consistency, but not, but it cuts out all the oil and stuff like that. They ate them. Everyone ate them. They were gone. They were good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, I would do something like that.
Cake, pumpkin puree, a bag of dark chocolate chips or whatever you like. Bake them. So it was, they were great. I'd make them again.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. I made something last year with pumpkin spice cake mix and everybody went crazy over it, but now I don't remember what it was, but it was really good. I love pumpkin spice cake mix. I think it's.
Yeah. This is just spice really cake. Good.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. What did I say?
You said pumpkin spice mix. Oh, no. Because I looked for that at first and I was like, I don't see a pumpkin spice cake.
Spice cake. That's what I meant.
Yes.
I decorated for the fall.
Did you?
Yeah. I needed something. I get tired. Like, mm-hmm. I'm the one that redecorates my house every year or so.
Yes.
And I was kind of there and I was like, no, I'm not.
Need some fall stuff.
So I just put out my fall stuff really early.
I barely started, but I have. I need to roll out my pumpkins. I try to buy fake pumpkins every year to kind of add to it. And then I bag them all up so I don't have to buy. I do think that is like the biggest waste of money.
Yes,
the pumpkins. So they still steal them off
your porch.
Yeah. So I just get the artificial ones and I just add to my collection. Let them pour off your patio or whatever.
I don't really decorate outside, only inside.
Well, I'm disappointed.
I know. I did one year. And they got stolen off. I did real ones and they were stolen off my front porch. And
stinks.
I was like, that's the end of that business. I'm not doing that. So I don't tend to do outside, which mm-hmm. is kind of funny. I don't know why, because mm-hmm. I decorate outside at Christmas, but not at Halloween or fall.
You put some pumpkins out.
But I got pumpkins throughout my house. I got that done.
There you go.
So
and my
early.
Zinnias are still looking good. I'm collecting my zinnia seeds like crazy. I'm obsessed with that.
Are they at your house?
I have them at the house. Zinnias. I have zinnias like at the lake.
I was thinking they're at the lake.
Yeah. And then I made like another real pretty bouquet the other day. I just love them. Love them.
But they're not at your house. They're at the lake.
No, I have none at the house.
I didn't think so.
Mm-mm. No.
I went out to my friend's house who lives in.
But I will next year.
Oh, really? That's your plan?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
They are beautiful.
Love them. So go ahead.
I went to see a friend a couple of weeks ago. We go once a month for a lunch. We meet once a month. It's the only time we ever see or talk to each other. It's mm-hmm. really funny, but we'll sit there for 5 hours in a restaurant and catch up. And she is part of the economic development company in Okmulgee.
Yeah.
And they have a huge business development that she's been a part of getting to come in there. And so they're going to do the launch of the development. And she was wanting to get ideas from me on what to do. I used to do her events all the time years ago. Anyway, so I went out there and she had planted a ton of zinnias outside of her house. And we sat outside because it was one of those cooler days. And we had more hummingbirds and butterflies.
They're everywhere. I love it. Mm-hmm.
Literally from me to you flying.
I really just want to be a zinnia fairy where I just sprinkle them in people's pots and they don't even know why they're getting these beautiful flowers.
They're so pretty.
I want dahlias next year. So if anyone has dahlia seeds, look me up.
You should start a flower farm.
I know, right? I actually have a friend from high school that just did that. And it's the most genius thing. It's like a sunflower farm, like over towards Oklahoma City or UConn or somewhere like that. And now they're hiring it. And you get to have this. You can have your events like right there in the middle of it.
Such a great idea.
Surrounded by sunflowers. They're doing wedding pictures. Come pick your own bushel of like such a smart idea.
As much as I love flowers, why I don't have a flower farm, I'll never understand.
I know. There is. I'm going to look this up because I want to recommend it. But I don't know if it was his or his wife's idea or what. But it is.
I always said it would be fun to have a wedding at Southwoods Landscaping because of all the flowers out there in that big outdoor area. Because it's natural.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's called Rancho. No, it's called Ranch. Okay. Rancher O.L. Ray. Okay. Ranchero. It was all one word and then it was split. It's Ranchero L.
That was like five different words.
Okay. Ranchero L E L and then R E Y. Ranchero El Rey.
Okay.
Okay. It's in Mustang and it's a cut flower farm and studio. And a friend from high school,
they started on
it. And it is so cool. Like, people really need to look it up. I'm blown away. Every time I look at it, I'm like, oh, I'm salivating.
I don't know why I don't have one.
I know. You need to look it up.
Except I'd have to do it and plant it. And
that's the problem.
I just want to look at it and walk through it.
Yeah, and it looks like their whole family's involved in helping this.
And I think it's a lot of work.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sure it is.
I follow a girl on Instagram that they bought a farm and then they created a flower farm out there.
I love it.
And, you know, the first year you're like, oh, I'll plant the seeds. And then the next year you're like, I'm not planting the seeds because it's acres.
Tons of it.
Oh, my gosh. I would love that so much, though. I would be in the happiest girl on earth.
I find myself sitting there. We were watching church the other day because we weren't where we could go. And I sat there and just seeded my flowers the whole time. The way my dad picked pecans. I mean, he would just sit there and just crack pecans. Like,
now, what do you mean seeded your flowers?
Well, once they dry out, you pull the leaves at the bottom of each leaf, literally on zinnias, every single petal. Okay. Every petal, when you pull it off, there's a seed at the bottom.
Oh.
So like they just multiply and you save them for the next year.
So you dry, do they have to be dry?
Mm-hmm, just let them dry out. And then I pull them apart and they have just thousands and thousands of seeds.
And when do you plant them? What time of year?
I did them this year. Probably, I think I put them in maybe around May.
Oh, okay. When do they bloom?
All summer long.
Oh, I mean, they stay all summer?
All summer. And the more you cut them, the more they grow. Literally. Like, they are meant to be cut and shared. They're amazing.
So I need zinnias at my house.
You really do. Dahlias and zinnias, from my understanding, I think dahlias do the same thing. But yes. But that is like the cheapest. And I remember, and I got my first seeds. I found a guy on Facebook because you can find people who sell plants and seeds on Facebook all the time. He was local and it was interesting because he used to be a builder and he totally left that lifestyle. And he went almost like it's off grid, but he's still in the city, but he went all solar. He's right there kind of by the river. All he does is garden. His wife, that's all they do. They garden with fruits, vegetables, seeds. They have the beautiful koi pond. They've gone all solar, I believe. But that he was just like, I was done with construction. And this is what brings me peace. And at that point, it was time for peace. And he just gardens. And so that's where I bought my seeds. He sold like a Ziploc of seeds for like $6. And so I got a nice variety of stuff.
Are they hard to?
No. I had to water them a lot because they were in pots, barrel pots. So I'd say they do need to get. Some people say they don't need as much water. It kind of depends on your zone, I think. So
what about sun?
Mine got full sun.
Full sun.
I mean, mine would get blasted with sun, and I think that's why they needed more water. Yeah. So, and I've got some that's kind of in a shady area, and those haven't gotten as big, but they're still there. So there's like a zinnia group you can follow on Facebook. We grow zinnias or something like that. And people post tips all the time. So
I just like them because of the butterflies and the hummingbirds.
Oh, they're everywhere. They're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I took some
beautiful
videos of them fluttering right by me.
I'll bring you some seeds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll plant them. Well, you'll plant them.
Yeah. Your gardener will plant them.
I can't plant them. One time when I first moved in this house, there was a little flower bed in the backyard that had, what did it have in it? What was the flower? Peonies.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to keep this little flower bed. And so it was full of leaves. Obviously, Midtown, you have leaves everywhere. So I went to the store and bought a rake because I was going to clean out that flower bed. And I was going to make this a beautiful flower bed. I got home. I raked one swipe with the rake and said, What am I doing? There's no way I'm doing that.
Versus money, which is, but what do you have more of?
No, I don't have, I don't have the gumption. So I put the rake, I don't even know where the rake is. I've never seen it since that day. And I got one sweep and was done. So yeah, I don't, I won't plant them, but I will water them, or I will make sure my sprinkler system waters them.
There you go. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, I had no idea, but, and I didn't even know if I would like them. The colors of them are not my, you know.
Yeah, they're pretty. There's so many variations that you can get. So,
do you get white ones?
Probably. I haven't seen them off the top of my head. They seem like they're really bright colors.
Yeah, most of them are the bright.
I haven't noticed a white one. But I bet you could cross-pollinate somehow. People do all this cross-pollination and come up with different colors, and it's pretty interesting. I'm not there yet.
So why didn't you plant them at your house? Why only at the lake?
Because I was just experimenting with them. I'd never done them before.
Okay.
Because we have a lot of, like, black-eyed Susans that come up, like, that really fill our front bed.
Uh-huh.
And so I kind of didn't know how that would... I just didn't know how to grow these until there's really nothing to it, though. So I will be, though, this year.
And how long do they just die with the first freeze?
I guess. I'll let you know. But
so this is literally your first year to have them.
The first time.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But for me, I think that's all the exciting stuff I've had going on.
Yeah, we're pretty much out of time. Mm-hmm. So
we'll see you next week.
Yes, we will be back.
And we'll be able to talk about your dinner.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be fun.
All right. Bye.